بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسولهم نبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to speak about the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the significance of adhering to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, when commenting regarding the sunnah, has mentioned As-sunnatu mithlu safinati Nuhin alayhi salatu wasalam. Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is like travelling in the ship of Hadrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Man rakibaha naja wa man takhallafa anha gharaq. The one who sets himself to sail in the ship of the sunnah, naja, he is granted salvation. And the one who stayed away from the ship of sunnah, like the people who stayed away from the ship of Nuh alayhi salam, then gharq, they have been destroyed, they will drown in the confusion of the world, in the sins and the ghaflat of the world, and derailed away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is what Hadrat Imam Malik had said, rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Darul Hijrah, a person who was very staunch in following the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's why it is mentioned that in Shiratul Islam, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that jo bhi sunnaton ki ittiba karega, whoever follows the sunnat, to usko char fayde milenge. Number one, the pious people will love him. Jo nek log honge, khud ba khud unke dil ke andar ek qalbi taalluq, qalbi muhabbat paida hogi. They will love you naturally because this is the sign of following sunnah. Number two is that sinful people will be in awe of him. Jo gunahgar log hain wo aapse darenge. They will stay away from you. Aajkal jo puri duniya musalmanon ke khilaf jo saazish kar rahi hai aur badi daleri ke sath jo saazish karti hai aur jo hai khuleaam jo saazish kar rahi hai, ek wajah ye ulama ne likha hai, kyunki hamari zindagiyon se sunnat ka janaza nikal chuka hai, lihaza ab wo yani ایک قسم کے دلیر بن چکے ہیں. They have become bold and courageous to attack us. But if we were following the sunnah, they would not have the courage to even lift the eye towards us. یہ سنت کے ایک تاثیر ہو, جیسے کہ وہ مشہور غزوے کے اندر صحابی جب دیکھا کہ جو کافروں نے ہم پر کچھ حملہ کیا, ہمارے کچھ کمزوری سے پیدا ہوگی, we feel a bit weak, تو کیا ہوا, تو غور فکر کی, مشورہ کیا. They said, we have realized we have not been doing the sunnat of miswak enough. So, Amir al-Lashkar, jo sipe salar the, us waqt, he said, everyone do miswak. To miswak karne lagge, or through the barakat of miswak, the non-Muslims saw them, ki ye log kya kar rahe, or they're sharpening the teeth, they're going to eat us. Achha, ye sab hatyar phenk do, bhago yaha se, ye to badri kaise qom hai, they're going to eat us. And wahan se nikle gaye. To sunnat, by following sunnat, you will always have izzat in the eyes of the people of this world and in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sinful people will be scared of you. They won't be able to do anything to you. The boldness and the courage they have today is because we have left the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the second benefit of following sunnah. Number one is the pious people will be fond of him. You'll have a hissa in their dua. Number two, sinful people will be in awe of him. Number three, Allah Ta'ala will grant you plentiful of rizq. Sustenance will be plentiful. Rizq mein خوب اضافہ ہوگا whoever follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And fourthly, he will be steadfast on his deen. Deen par istiqamat usko naseeb hogi. So this is what Imam Malik has said rahmatullahi alayhi at the starting, and then the commentary of Shiratul Islam. Hadrat Peer Abdul Qadir Jilani has mentioned rahmatullahi alayhi regarding the sunnah, asasul khair mutaba'atun nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi qawlihi wa fi'li. The basis of all good, tamam khair ka jo majmua hai, jo bunyad hai, it is in following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To Imam Auza'i ne likha hai rahmatullahi alayhi ke ek martaba unhone Allah ko apne khwab mein dekha. Allah Ta'ala granted him this izzat, Imam Auza'i rahmatullahi alayhi, bahut bade muhaddis guzre hai, and he saw Allah in his dream. To Allah se poochte hai, ey Allah, main aap se ek darkhwast karta hoon ke marte waqt mujhe iman ke saath duniya se le jana. He asked Allah in the dream, oh Allah, I request you, please grant me death with husn khatima, the state of iman. چونکہ پوری زندگی کی محنت یہی ہے, this is the خلاصہ of life, کہ I die upon iman, otherwise my life is baseless. So Allah Ta'ala said to him that you make dua to me to die upon a death with iman, and by doing this you have to follow the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow my Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he ate, aise khana khao. How he slept, aise raat ko so. How his guftar was, how he spoke, how he walked. Follow him, imitate him. Dunya jo kuch ke hai, unko chhod do. Follow his way, and you will find, inshallah, you will be blessed with the kalima upon your tongue, and I will be pleased with you, and I will grant you iman ki hifazat at the time of death. So, dekho, sunnaton ke andar iman ki hifazat hai. Allah hum sab ko yeh taufeeq aur naseeb farmaye. And then on top of that, Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in Fathul Aziz in his tafsir, man tahawana bis sunnah uqiba bi hirman al faraiz. That person who neglects the sunnah, seems like but sunnah hi to hai, it's not important, doesn't matter. By neglecting the sunnah, that person will eventually be deprived of practicing upon the farz of Islam, the basic essential obligations of Islam. He won't get the tawfiq to do that. And aage bhi aata hai dusri kitabon mein, waman tahawana bil faraiz uqiba bi hirman ma'rifatillah. The person who stays away from the faraiz, he will never acquire the recognition of Allah. But you have to have sunnah. By safeguarding sunnah, you'll safeguard your faraiz. By safeguarding faraiz, you'll acquire the ta'alluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the importance of sunnah inside our lives. Dekho, sunnat ke agar dunya mein fayde bhi ho, to that's fine. But we don't look at benefits. We don't look for bhi barkat naseeb ho, mujhe kuch mil jaye, kuch maal mein izafa ho. Ye hum ye dekhte hain ki iske zariye se mujhe Allah Taala ki khushi hasil ho jaye. In everything, the Muslim looks at pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and it is through this pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala that a person will acquire this ta'alluq of Allah. Dekho, and sunnah is a complete code of life. Subah, sham, musafir ho, muqeem ho, infiradi zindagi, ijtimai zindagi, gharelu zindagi, kamkaj wali zindagi, whatever situation, whether you're a man, woman, young boy, elder, interacting with anyone, there's a model for us to follow. This is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one example I will talk about in the short time that we have today is regarding the eating of the eating habits, how we can bring sunnah inside our life. And especially from them is only one sunnah, washing our hands before eating. The amount of qurb of Allah we can acquire through following sunnah, through eating, is mashallah, is amazing, and especially by washing our hands. So there's a hadith of Majma'u Zawaid, Hadrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas has mentioned that the Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, washing the hands before and after meals, it takes away poverty. And it is a sunnah of all of the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, dekho, whether, dekho, ye, hame ye galti hoti hai idhar. So, we say, ke, beta, wash your hands. No, Abu, I'm using a spoon, a fork, knife. But even if you are using spoon, even if you are using fork and knife, still wash your hand. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah. Before, and wo bhi, baaz log jo hai na wo, jab tap chalu karte hai, to yu ungliyo ko, jo pore hai, bas unhi ko dho dete hai. Wash all the way till the wrist. Wash thoroughly, properly every area until the wrist. Hadrat Anas radiyallahu anhu has mentioned, Nabi Pak said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who desires that his home is filled with goodness, jo chahte hai mere pure ghar ke andar khair ho. Abad gharon ke andar bimariyan hai, baz gharon ke andar jinnat ka asar hai, baz gharon ke andar musibatein hai, baz gharon ke andar ladai jhagde rehte hai, baz gharon ke andar ek kisam ki nahusat hai, zulmat hai, to farmaya, whoever desires that his home be full of goodness. Ab dekho, ye yaqeen ka sabak hai. Aur sahih Ibn Majah Sharif ki mustanad hadith hai. Whoever wants his house to be full of goodness should wash his hands before and after eating food. Subhanallah. Ab insaan soche ki iska taluk isse kya hai. To ye hai, jab Imam bil ghaib ka sabak aata hai, ki it doesn't matter if you understand, agar huzoor ne farma diya, bas maan lo, sumayna wa ta'ana. Aur yehi iman hai. So the Prophet ﷺ said, you got problems in your house? Wash your hands before and after eating. You wash your hands, wife wash their hand, children wash their hand before eating, after eating. And if you have yaqeen in the farman of Nabi Pak ﷺ, the wa'ada and the promise upon this is Allah will take all problems away. Inshallah, you will acquire that goodness. This is the lesson that we learn. Therefore, this is just washing your hands. This is one sunnah. And that's the pehle bhi arz kiya, we don't do it for benefits. We do it for the pleasure of Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. If you want Allah's love and pleasure, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you want Allah Ta'ala to love us. Hazrat Salman Farsi has mentioned, رضي الله تعالى عنه, that he says, I read in Tawrat Sharif. Salman Farsi ka kohle ke mein Tawrat Sharif padha. Kya padha? Ke washing the hands after meals was a source of prosperity and barakah. He read in Tawrat Sharif. He related this to Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, when Huzoor ki khidmat mein hazir hue, to kaha, Ya Rasulullah, maine ye jo aap farmate rehte ho, ki al-barakat al-ta'am al-wudu qabla wal-wudu ba'da, jis tarah hadith mein aata hai, ki barakat of food is by washing your hands before and after eating. I read this in Tawrat Sharif. Barakat is by washing your hands after meals. So, Rasulullah said to him, in Tawrat it says washing hands after meal, but my teaching is washing the hands before as well. And after meals is a source of barakah. For my al-barakatu ta'am al-wadhu'u qablahu wal-wadhu'u ba'dahu. Khane mein barakatay aati hai, haath dhone khane se pehle aur haath dhona khane ke baad. His Hadrat Sayyidina Imam Ghazali has mentioned in Ihya'ul Mudinah, ko ab dekho, ye phir bhi fayda hai, sunnaton ke andar kitna fayda hai. Aur ye sirf haath dhone par jo fayda mein milta hai. He said, okay, washing the hands, in Ihya ul-Muddin is mentioned, washing the hands before eating takes away poverty, and washing the hand after eating takes away insanity and all illnesses related to the head. Agar koi dementia ka shikar hai, wash your hands before and after eating. Hadith is sabit, it'll go better. Insanity, pagalpana, mental handicap or mental instability, we'll learn to wash your hands. This is found in Ihya ul-Din of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi. Hadrat Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, Nabi Pak said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, washing the hands before and after eating causes one's sustenance to be abundant. Yani barakat hogi khane, yani jo aapki cheez haath mein aayegi, and it opposes shaitan. It takes, yani it is against the method of shaitan. Because shaitan doesn't wash his hands before eating. Shaitan uses his left hand. Shaitan stands up and eats. So it's opposing the way of shaitan. So ulama ye likha hai ki washing the hands before eating, after eating is sunnat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So even if your hands are clean, aapko bachcha ke ye keh sakte ki abu mere haath bilkul saaf hai. Nahi, nahi, nahi. Or I just washed my hands, I went to the bathroom, I just washed my face, I just used the toilet, I did istinja, I washed my hands with soap after I finished using the toilet. That was then mustaqil khane ke liye, just for eating, wash your hands again for the sake of eating. That is how you will acquire all of these blessings and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Even so, if your hands are clean, still wash your hands. If you're using a fork and knife, still wash your hands. And otherwise, we are robbing ourselves of all of the fawaid of the sunnah and the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has told us. So, Allah ta'ala ne mujhe aur aapko haath diye. Aur haath ka ek function ye bhi khana khane ke liye. One of the functions of the hand is to eat. So, Allah ta'ala has blessed us with the hand to make a morsel and to eat. So why should I rob myself of the benefits by not washing my hand in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this is how barakah will come in our life. Insanity will go, oppose the shaitan, goodness in the house, goodness in my life. I'll finish off in a short while. Barakah ka matlab kya hai? What is the meaning of barakah? So ulama have said, barakah means that the noble purpose for which we are eating food, this achhi niyat se hum khana kha rahe hain, that noble intention will be fulfilled. Masalan, agar main kahun ki main isliye khana kha raha hu taaki khana khane ke baad mujhe taqat milegi, taqweet hasil hogi aur us taqat ke natije mein main Quran sharif pad sakunga. Allah will give you tawfiq to pray Quran. If you say main khana isliye kha raha hu taaki mujhe taqat mile aur taqat milne ke baad mujhe himmat hogi main nafil zyada pad sakunga, Allah will give you tawfiq to pray nafil. Ye hai barkat. When a person makes follows the way of Rasulullah and acquires that barakat, this is what Allah Ta'ala will grant him. The food will become a beneficial part of your body and it will aid you in doing good deeds and also displaying good character. Achhi akhlaq bhi naseeb honge when you acquire the barakat of food. Now barakat is, this is one way of washing your hands. Halakin barakat comes in many ways. Risk, you know, when barakat comes inside a person's risk, that's a Quran Sharif ek ayat hai. Mainly is taqwa and namaz. Taqwa and namaz is what attracts provision and barakah. That's the Quran Sharif mein aata hai. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. So a person who fears disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will grant him this taqwa, this barakah in his life of sustenance. And ek aur ayat mein aata hai, I read today, Allah Ta'ala told Rasulullah in the Quran Sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. So you also pray salah, tell your family to pray salah in the Quran Sharif. We don't ask you for risk, we will give you risk. So another way of acquiring the risk and wholesome sustenance and barakat is by praying our salah properly on time in the correct manner and not making it qada. Through this Allah Ta'ala will also grant us barakah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the tawfiq. So aaj ek hi sunnat ka zikr hua hai aur wo ye hai ke khane se pehle haath dhona aur khane ke baad haath dhona. If a person makes his routine, this one sunnah, and then mashallah there's so many barakat. And then you read bismillah, and then how you sit down and eat, and you know how you eat, how much you, meal you part, what time you eat. So inshallah for the next few weeks we'll try to talk more on this, because eating is an integral part of our life. Let's say sona is an important part of our life, sleeping, eating. So if we can manage to do these a'mal in the sunnat method properly, then that sleeping and that eating waqi will become a form of barakah and ibadat for us, inshallah, in the true sense. Halka, we usually say it, yes, it's me, if I do this, but understanding it, so we can acquire more benefits. Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وما علينا إلا البلاغ. آمين.